God does not love us because we are good. God will make us good because he loves us. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been looking at C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity.
John, in the second section of the book, Lewis talks about a general tendency for non-Christians to try to be good, to please God, in case there is one. But if we have to become lovable to be loved by God, there's no hope for any of us.
Yeah, but don't people typically see themselves as good, or at least good enough?
The temptation is to justify ourselves by looking around or looking at the man next door, but the Bible says God sets the standard. The pass mark is perfection, so none of us measure up. The good news starts with bad news. None of us are worthy of God's love. That's why the gospel is a story of amazing grace. God loved us while we were unlovable.
Now, Lewis makes a powerful defense of Christianity, but he also addresses potential obstacles.
To those who may be tempted to delay making a decision for Christ because of non-Christian friends and family, he says this: if you're worried about the people outside, the most unreasonable thing you can do is to remain on the outside yourself. Instead of resisting the gospel, Lewis says it should provoke a greater sense of urgency to step inside and then start doing all you can to bring others in too. Finally, for those who wonder why God seems so subtle in his communication, instead of overwhelming us with full force, Lewis says, I do not suppose you or I would have thought as much of a Frenchman who waited till the Allies were marching into Germany and then announced he was on our side. God wants to give us the chance to join his side freely.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.